Time to talk some technology on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, as we do each Wednesday. We're joined by our technology guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. This one really interests me today. It's quite possible that you can screen your calls, more so than we already do, and even you won't have to go on hold. How is this work? How is this going to work, mate?
Okay, let me start with the call screening one. I really love this idea that, you know, if you're getting a call from an unknown number, Android phones will be getting this update in the very near future, where you can actually get your phone to virtually answer any call from an unknown number and ask the person who's calling and what it is in regards to. What you'll then receive on your end, you'll see your phone light up and say, it's Mark calling regarding, you know, your plumbing issue, for example. And then you can decide at that point to click on your phone to answer or to decline that call. And effectively, it's like having a receptionist for your smartphone.
So presumably, so it really only works for calls that you don't have the number in your phone. This is a way to find out who that unknown number is without having to go to the trouble of talking to them yourself.
Absolutely. So realistically, the phone won't even ring. Effectively, what will happen for you, you could just be sitting there going about your day and the assistant will take the call, and then if they've actually gone to the trouble of providing their name and their reason for calling, then your phone will start to give you that call coming through. So, you know, all those spam calls that you're getting and things like that, they'll just disappear as a result.
And try and do their very best to find another way to annoy us. Is this a subscription service?
No, it is coming from Google, so expect it to be on Android first. I don't think we will end up seeing this on Apple devices unless Apple decide to do their own thing, but there isn't a cost to this because it's just the same as the, you know, Google Assistant that people speak to in their homes at the moment. It's a free service.
So your expectation is that Apple won't copycat them on this one?
Look, I hope that they do because I think it will be a great benefit for any iPhone users, but they won't have this as soon as Google does, which is effectively now.
The other one that you want to talk about is being able to be on hold without actually having to be on hold.
Yeah, look, anyone who has called Medicare or a bank or any other government service recently would know being on hold is a pain and it can be for hours on end. So what you can now do with Android phones is while you're on that call, you can actually just get the phone to stay on hold for you. So you can start using other apps on your phone or you can actually be just using your computer, whatever it is. And then when your phone or the assistant on your phone hears a human voice and it knows the difference between a person talking rather than a on hold music or voice prompt, it will then actually call you and it will say that that call is now ready and will tell the person on the other end to hang on, we're going to get me now. So it really means that you don't need to listen to that music or their prompts. You can just wait until someone actually answers the call.
So the standard process is, as you mentioned, when you have to call your bank and you say you've been put in a queue, if you can enjoy the music, then please do so. So you put your phone on speaker and you just sit there listening to that music, waiting to hear a voice. Now you don't even have to do that. Your phone will be able to go through all of that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And effectively, almost like once the human actually answers on their end, your phone will effectively ring or notify that now they're ready to talk. So you could be doing whatever you like in the meantime, even in silence, and then just get that notification that now it's time.
And this is all going to be part of the same app for Google?
Yeah, so this particular feature is coming with the new Pixel smartphones, which Google's releasing, but we'll also see this start to come to other Android smartphones in the near future. So expect both of these to be on Android smartphones before the end of this year.
That's amazing technology. What I'm really interested in is how does it tell the difference between a human voice and a robotic voice?
Yeah, this is something I really want to actually experience myself to see if you ever get false positives or anything like that, especially if a human's talking and it still thinks it's a robot. That would probably be insulting. So I'd love to see how Google's managed to do this. They tend to feed their systems or their artificial intelligence so many recordings and things like that they probably know if it's a repetitive, more recorded message compared to an actual person saying, you know, hello, are you there, for example.
I could make a joke about Stephen Hawking being hung up on too many times, but I'm sure that probably happened anyway.
I'm sure it does for the poor guy.
The other thing is I noted with the on hold one, it notes that it's only when you do it to a toll-free number, which is actually very, very clever because the last thing you want to do is get stuck inadvertently on hold for hours for something that you got to pay STD rates on, for example.
That's a really good point, absolutely. So, yes, if that way you're on a free call for 3 hours, it doesn't matter because you know, you'll only know when they actually are ready to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, I might just put you on hold until next week when we talk some more technology. Thanks, Jeff.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, mate.